We also caught up with goalkeeper Mike Lewis after the 3-2 loss to Tynes today. Firstly, Mike, how good were the supporters in today's game?
I thought the fans were fantastic, to be honest. I think they've been great all season, and it was a testament to see about 850 of them there today. It was great, and unfortunately we couldn't bring it home for them, but there's always next year.
Obviously it was touch and go for you to be whether you're going to be fit or not today. How's the ankle feeling now?
Honestly, it's absolutely bloody killing me, I'm not going to lie. But obviously, again, thanks to all the staff and everyone at the club, because they got me the cortisone injection. They got me all the treatment that I needed, and it's been a bit of a miracle, really. But I'm sure I'll feel the effects tomorrow morning, because it's sore now, to be fair.
It's the end of your second season at the club. How has this second season been compared to your first season?
Well, first season was obviously quite difficult. It didn't help that I obviously was left out for 10 games, so sort of disrupted the season. But this season's been great fun. The lads have been superb, the management staff and everything's just been top notch, and looking forward to another year next year, hopefully.
And the European adventure to come soon, 2 months today. Are you going to be fit for that? And are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope my body will be all right for it. I hope so. I'll get on the ice now when I get back this evening. But can't wait. Looking forward to see who we pull out in the draw. So, yeah, bring it on. Let's get on a European tour, as all the fans keep singing.
Where do you want to go? Europe.
I don't mind. I'll take anywhere. It would be nice to have a big side, but obviously for the club and for ourselves, we want to get as far as possible. So maybe somewhere like Estonia, a nice poor side in Estonia would be great. But like I said, there's no easy games in Europe, so we're just delighted to be in the hat, really.